The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The treatment of pancreatic cancer could become more advanced with help from 13-year-old Rishabh Jain. He has created a tool for doctors to locate the hard-to-find pancreas more quickly and precisely during cancer treatment. The teenager recently won a prestigious Young Scientist Award for his potentially game-changing idea. More from VOA's Julie Tabo.
Rishabh Jain.
Rishabh Jain from Portland, Oregon, recently won the Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Challenge for creating an algorithm that uses artificial intelligence to improve pancreatic cancer treatments. He says during radiotherapy, his tool can find the pancreas faster and more precisely.
It's much harder to find the pancreas with the human eye, so even trained radiologists sometimes can take hours to locate where it is because of the amount of organs in the area, especially because the pancreas is hidden behind some of the other organs like the stomach, and it's right next to the spinal cord, which is right behind it, and that can have problems when doing surgeries and other treatments.
So he trained his tool, he says, on real CTE or MRI scans of the abdomen and the area so it could learn what the pancreas looks like and where it is located.
This is my tool, Pancreatic Cancer Deep Learning System in Action. On the right side here is a CT scan of a patient's abdomen. And throughout the different cycles of breathing and pancreas movement, it's hard to pinpoint the exact location of where it is. And on the left side is my artificial intelligence GUI prototype. So during MRI-guided radiotherapy treatment, doctors can use my tool to know exactly where the pancreas is. So then they can apply the radiation in a more like effective way so that errors for hitting other healthy cells or organs are reduced.
Pancreatic cancer is relatively rare, but usually fatal. It grows slowly, and since the pancreas is deep inside the body, early tumors often go undetected. People usually have no symptoms until the cancer has already spread to other organs.
I was able to solve this problem.
Jain plans to use his $25,000 prize money to develop his tool from a prototype into a workable model, and hopes to one day partner with hospitals and companies to commercialize it for public use. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.